You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The verb hatch raises a different kind of chicken or the egg question in terms of what hatches and perhaps what hatches what.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So every now and again, we like to do a lightning round of questions that are good questions, but the answers are really fast. We haven't done one in a while, but we are going to do one today, and I'm excited.
I am too, and just want to thank our listeners who keep sending in questions, which I love because often people are asking about a phrase or a word that I have not given much thought to at all, and so then I get to go do my homework and figure out what's going on, which is the case with the first one, which Kevin asked. And Kevin asked, which is proper use of the verb to hatch? Do eggs hatch or do chicks hatch? Rebecca, do you have an instinct on that?
I think chicks hatch from eggs.
It is true. Chicks hatch from eggs. Eggs also hatch chicks.
Oh, gosh, it goes both ways.
Well, the good news is here that it's hard to be wrong. The verb hatch has multiple meanings. It is a very flexible verb. It can mean to emerge from an egg, to give forth young from an egg, and to incubate an egg to produce a young bird. So the answer is that eggs hatch, baby birds hatch, and adult birds hatch baby birds. Now, as long as we're talking about eggs, let's get to a question that William sent in. And William asked, why do we say egg someone on? And I love this question. I had not thought about this phrase. The answer is that we're actually not talking about eggs. This verb goes back to an Old Norse verb that actually had two forms, to edge and to egg. And once you know about the form to edge, it starts to make more sense. It meant to put a sharp edge on something like a weapon or an object, and that's where you find the extension to urging or inciting someone, to edge them or to egg them. And by 1600, we get to edge on or egg on.
So are all our questions about eggs or chickens or poultry today?
They are not. The next one's about trucks. Laurel wants to know, why are semi-trucks named semi-trucks? What are they half of? What do you call these kinds of trucks?
I call them semis. I might say rig, a big rig, but pretty much always semis.
I also call them semis. I could call them a semi-truck. I also realize that I can call them tractor trailers. So to explain the semi part, it's the semi-trailer. And that is because the trailer has no front axle. And the trailer, the semi-trailer, is attached to the tractor, which is the part of the truck that pulls the semi-trailer. Hence, a tractor trailer, which I grew up with, a big rig, an 18-wheeler. You will get both pronunciations, potentially a semi-trailer or a semi-trailer. But I think when you get it just as a word, it's usually a semi. Now, the last question, also hard to make a transition, so I'm not even going to try, but we got the question, where does the phrase take to the cleaners come from, and is it related to money laundering? What does take to the cleaners mean to you, Rebecca?
Well, it means to take somebody's money, right, to clean them out.
That's right, and right there, you came up with the origin, to clean them out. And it's that straightforward that we can talk about cleaning someone out of their money. The money's in their pockets or wherever the money is, and we clean it out of there. And by the 1930s, we see this playful version of it, which is to take someone to the cleaners, which is to clean out their money.
There you have it, four in a row. Keep sending those questions. We love to read them. And Anne, thank you so much.
Oh, it's such fun, Rebecca. Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.